Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin on Daf Mem Aleph. We begin with the new Perek, Ha'ish Mekadesh, begins the Mishnah. Ha'ish Mekadesh Boy Ubishluchoy. A man is able to be Mekadesh and Isha through Kesef or Star by sending, either he himself can do it, or Ubishluchoy, he can send a Shliach, an agent, and the agent will say that I would like to be Mekadesh you on behalf of that other person through Kesef and Shtar. The Gemara, as Rashi points out, will tell us what is the Makor for the institution of Shlichus, that one can send an agent on his behalf. Likewise, says the Mishnah, Ha'isha Miskadeshes Bo Bishlucha. Just like the man can send the Kesef and Shtar with a shliach, so too the woman can send a shliach to accept the kesef and shtar, and by his accepting on her behalf, she becomes mekudeshes. Continues the Mishnah, ha'ish mekadesh es bitoy kishehi nara. A man can be mekadesh his daughter to a chassan when his daughter is a nara, boy, he has the authority to do it himself, or ubishluchoy, or through his agent. Rashi points out that certainly he has the ability to do this when his daughter is a ktana. Ktana is up till 12 years and a day, and nara is from 12 years and a day and on, until boigris, which is 12 years and 6 months. So if he could do it when his daughter is a nara, he can certainly do it when she's a ktana, because he has more jurisdiction over his daughter when she's a ktana. For example, he is allowed to sell her to become a maidservant, an amma. Once she is a naira, even if she was sold as a ktana, she goes out. And he's no longer able to sell her as an amma. So he has less jurisdiction over his daughter, who's 12 years and a day, then when she was a ktana. So if he's able to be mekadesh her as a nara, he can certainly be mekadesh her as a ktana. Why does the Mishnah, in fact, use only nara and not ktana? So Rashi brings from the Gemara, we'll see it later on this Amud, because lechatchila, one should not be mekadesh his daughter when she is a ktana, because she does not know what she's getting into, and later when she gets older and she sees to whom she's married, she'll want to get out of the relationship, and therefore it is advisable that although he has the authority to do it, he should not do it. However, when she's a nara, she already has das, and therefore we say she'll agree to what her father is doing, and that's why the Mishnah says it's bitoy kishehi nara. Begins the Gemara. Hashda b'shlucha mekadesh, if the Mishnah is telling me that you can be mekadesh through a shliach, boy mi boya. Does the Mishnah have to say, ha'ish mekadesh boy ubishluchai? The Mishnah should just have said, ha'ish mekadesh b'shluchai. If you can be mekadesh through a shliach, through an agent, then that must mean that you have the ability to do kedushin yourself, because the agent couldn't be stronger than the person himself. So why did the Mishnah have to point out that ha'ish mekadesh boy? Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef answers this question and says, mitzvah boy yosef mebishluchai. Ein echanami. That's a dover pashut that you can be mekadesh and isha yourself. The Mishnah wanted to point out that it's preferable that first, if you're able to, you should be mekadesh the isha yourself rather than do it through a shliach, as Rashi says in the first Rashi on the Gemara. Dechi osik gufoy b'mitzvahs mekabel schar tvei. When somebody himself is osik in a mitzvah rather than doing it through a shliach, he's mekabel more schar. Now, what is the mitzvah that we are discussing here? So the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus Perek Alf Halacha Beis states, v'zel l'shoynei, v'lekuchen elu mitzvahs asei shal toireheim. Being mekadesh and isha through kesef, shtar, ubia, that is a mitzvah saseh of the Torah. However, we find in the Rosh, in Masechta Ksubos, Perek Aleph Ois Yud Beis, that the Rosh, in fact, asks a question on the nusach of the Birchas Eirusin that we say under the chuppah. The Yesh Makshin ala nusach habracha, says the Rosh, b'shas chuppah, asher kirishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu ala royis, leser lones arusois, the hitter one is a nesuos lama ein mevarchem asher kedushanim mitzvayis v'tzivanu lekadesh asaisha. Why do we have such a type of bracha under the chuppah by Birchas Eirusin? Why don't we just say plain, Hashem commanded us and He sanctified us to do the mitzvah of Mekadesh HaSeisha. And the Rosh answers, V'zeh L'shoinai V'nirali, Ki bracha zu eina bracha l'asigis ha-mitzvah. Ki piriya v'rivya hainu kiyim ha-mitzvah. And in the Hagor on the side of the Rosh, it says, quote, Mishum de ein asiyas gemar mitzvah. The nimtza, it comes out from both the Rosh and the Hagor on the side, that Kiddushin is the start of the mitzvah. But the actual mitzvah is Puravu. That's why the Rosh says the bracha is not Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Yisrovanu L'kadesh Eseisha, because that in fact itself, in and of itself, is not a mitzvah. So it's only the beginning of a mitzvah. So therefore, when the Gemara here says mitzvah boy Yisrov Shluch, according to the Rambam, the Kiddushin itself is a mitzvah, as we quoted, from the Rosh it would seem that it's only the haschol of a mitzvah. But even the haschol of the mitzvah of Kiddushin should be done by oneself rather than through a shliach. Ki ha derav safra machrich reisha. Sorry?
Why don't you make a bracha according to the Rambam?
On what?
On the Kiddushin.
Oh, what does he do with the Rosh's kasha? I don't know what the Rambam will answer on that. It's a strong kasha. Ki hadu rav safra machrich reisha. Where do we find a mitzvah boy yosef b'shluchai, that it's a bigger mitzvah yourself than your shliach? We find le'inyan kavod Shabbos. We find the rav safra used to singe the head of an animal which was being cooked l'chvayd Shabbos. So he himself, rather than appointing one of his servants or one of the b'nei bayis to do it, he himself would do it. Because mitzvah boy, it's a mitzvah to be mechabed Shabbos yourself, rather than through a messenger. And the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, paskins this. That even though someone has his family, his wife is taking care of the needs for Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah for he himself to do something l'chvayd Shabbos. Rava, Molech Shibuta. Rava, we find, salted the fish called Shibuta, and this indicates that there's a mitzvah to do it yourself rather than through a shliach. This is not the main sugya of Shibuta, but Hoyel V'Ostin L'Yodan, since we came to the word Shibuta, we just like to mention that in the Masorah conference that is sponsored by the OU, we had a discussion by Dr. Ari Zivotofsky exactly on this Gemara, on this, right here. What was the fish that Rava salted, which was called Shibuta? If you look in Rashi, Rashi says Shibuta dug. It's a fish. However, we find in the Ben Ish Chai, who lived in Baghdad, that he tells us that five of the most common, he mentions the five most common fish eaten in Baghdad, and he says, and one of them is the Shabut, and the Shabut is the Shibuta, which we find right here in the Gemara and elsewhere in Shas. Dr. Zivotofsky had an Iraqi driver, a Jewish Iraqi driver in Eretz Yisrael, and he was discussing foods that they ate in Baghdad, and the taxi driver said, Oila al Kulon, the best food that he had in Baghdad was the Shibut. And this was what the Ben Ish Chai says is the Shibuta. So, Dr. Zivotofsky and his friend Dr. Greenspan are interested in halachic adventures, and they wanted to get a hold of this Shibut, which is not found in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara tells us that everything that Hashem assered, he also, someplace was matter. For example, he assered chazir, but he permitted it in the Shibuta. And either the tongue of the Shibuta or the brain of the Shibuta tastes like a chazir. The Medrash tells us that when Klal Yisrael went into Golus Bavel, 700 types of kosher fish, 800 types of kosher locusts, and unlimited amounts of kosher birds went with them into Golus. When they came back after 70 years from Golus Bavel, all of these species returned to Eretz Yisrael, with the one exception of the Shibuta. The Shibuta remained in Bavel. When Mashiach will come, concludes the Medrash, the Shibuta likewise will come back to Eretz Yisrael. So the two Aries wanted to find the Shibuta, which was not in Eretz Yisrael. They couldn't go to Iraq, to Baghdad, because of the war situation, but they discovered that the Euphrates goes into Turkey as well, and in fact, in Turkey, a friendly country to Eretz Yisrael, the Shibuta can be found. They took a trip there, and interestingly enough, they met a fish expert from the government whose name appropriately was Zafir Dagu, and Mr. Dagu showed them exactly the shibuta fish, and they brought one back to America. They put it in the baggage compartment in the plane with ice, and the people were wondering why there's water dripping down, and they said, oh, the air conditioning must be faulty. And they brought it to L.A., where we had a halachic suda, where things, unique things that are kosher were eaten, and it was prepared by the chef. There was not enough to go around to the assembled. The following day, we met at the Herzog Winery in Oxnard, California, and 50 rabbonim ate the shibuta, myself included, a very soft fish, I remember, a delicacy. And if anybody would like to know more about this halachic adventure, there's a fascinating article in the October 2nd, 08 edition of the Jerusalem Post that they wrote up about it. And if you would like a copy of it, please email me at grossman@ou.org. Continues the Gemara. Ikid the Amri, some say, Baha Isura Nami Ispa, that if you could be Mekadosh an Isha yourself, and in fact you send a shliach, not only didn't you do the mitzvah yourself, your shliach did it, but you're usher to be Mekadosh an Isha through a shliach, if you could have done it yourself. Why? Kid Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, the Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, usher la adam she Mekadosh as a Isha achirena. It's usher for a person to be Mekadosh a woman until he sees her himself. Why? Shema yir badavar maguna. Maybe he'll find something repulsive about her when he finally sees her. Vitizgana love. And she will become disgusting to him. And he will not have good feelings toward her. V'rachman Amar in the Torah states, v'haftu re'acha kamaicha. You should love your friend like yourself. And when he sees what she looks like, it'll become repulsive to him. So therefore, you shouldn't be Mekadosh an Isha until you see yourself what the woman looks like. Continues the Gemara. Now, by the way, there's a famous question that's asked over here concerning Avram Avinu. We find in Chumash that Avram told Sarah that I realize that you're beautiful, and I'm going into a place where they could be mezana with you, and therefore you should say you're my sister. The question is, what does Avram Avinu, Avram who kept the whole Torah, it says, even the mitzvah derabbanan of Eruv Tavshilim, this is takan Isser derabbanan, but Avram kept the whole Torah before it was given, including Isser derabbanan. So how could it be over on this din of Osu Adam Shikadosh Ish Achi Irena? And there was a tremendous tsnius between Avram and Sarah, and one pshat in Rashi is he knew how beautiful she was, but this is now the time that we have to do something about your beauty, because they could kill me because of your beauty. But there's another pshat in Rashi from the Medrash that they had a tremendous tznius. He didn't know how beautiful she was, and then he saw a reflection in the water. The kasha is, how could he marry her without seeing her beauty? Maybe he would see something maguna. So there are those who say that just like if I were to ask you what is the color of the eyes of your child who you see every day, you wouldn't probably know what to answer. So the point is, a person can see something, but it doesn't necessarily register. So Avram saw enough that she wasn't going to become maguna to him, but that he actually registered how beautiful his wife was, that he didn't see until he saw a reflection in the water. However, there's a Yisoidus Diketeretz from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner Zatzal says that a Yisoid, that when did the Avos keep the Torah, even dealing the Rabbonin? Before it was given, that was only Dinei Derabbanan that they felt applied to themselves. However, what's the whole chash over here? Shem et hizgano lov, rachmano amar, v'haftu l'reacha kamoicha. Avram Avinu felt about himself. Avram, whose heart was open to encompass the entire Bria, whose achnasas arachim is a role model for Doire Doiris, he wasn't worried that he would have any ill feelings about any person. Whatever Sarah looked like, it wouldn't make a difference. He would never come to being oivra on behalf of the rachim arachim. And Mela, he didn't keep the gzeir of the rabbanan that also lotim shikadosh isha ad shirena. Continues the Gemara. V'chi itmar de Rabbi Yosef, as Rashi explains. When did we learn the din of Rabbi Yosef? That what? That you're mekayim a mitzvah. Mitzvah bo Yosef v'shluchai. But there is no isser if you do it through a shliach. Because we said, in the case of a man, not only are you not fulfilling a mitzvah through a shliach, but you're over an isser. But there is a case where if you do it through a shliach, you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, but you will not be over an isser. V'chi itmar de Rav Yosef, that it's only a mitzvah to do it by yourself, a seifa itmar, that's going on the seifa. Oh, isha miskadesh deshes, bo b'shlucho, a woman can send a shliach to accept the kedushin, either she could do it herself or through a shliach. So we can ask the same question as before. Hashna b'shlucha mekatcha bo meboya. If she can accept the kedushin on her own, if she can accept the kedushin through a shliach, do we have to say that she could do it on her own? Certainly she could do it on her own. Amar Rabbi Yosef, on this Rabbi Yosef said, no, mitzvah bo, Yosef b'shlucha. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that the Eina Chanami both could do it, but bo, it's first preferable that she herself does the mitzvah, ki hadar Rav Safra, machrich reisha, Rav Amalch Shibuta, aval baha, isura lesba. But here, in this case, in this instance, there is no isur. That's why Rabbi Yosef only said mitzvah ba Yosef b'shlucha. He didn't say that if you do it through a shliach, you're over an isur. Here, there would not be an isur if you did it through a shliach. Why? Kid Rish Lakish. Like Rish Lakish said, Dom Rish Lakish, Tavla Meitav Tandu, as Rashi says, this is a marshal that women have when they want to speak about a husband. And Rashi calls it Baal Koldahu, any kind of Baal, of husband, even an inferior type of Baal, but it's better to have an inferior type of husband. Tav, it's better, Lameitav, to live. Tan, Rashi says, means guf. Do means two. Two gufim together, no matter what kind of husband he is, milametiv armala, that she should live alone. So we're not afraid that she will come to vahafta, to be oivram vahafta rachakamaycha. Even if he won't look so good, but the advantages of having a husband outweigh the disadvantages of his looks. She'll have to reconcile herself with his looks. We're not worried that she will come to be oivram vahafta rachakamaycha. Therefore, by a woman, there is no isser for her to be mekabel kedushin through a shliach. There's a mitzvah for her to do it on herself, but there's no isser if the shliach did it. Ask Rashi, but if she doesn't see her husband, the husband doesn't see her as well, and he is over an isser. So Rashi says, you're right. However, here, we're just focusing on her part of it. You're right. Mitzid doi, he's not allowed to do it. It's an isser because Shemit is gone. Maybe she will become repulsive to him. But on her side, the Mishnah is just telling us, mitzvah ba, yosru shlucha. But she herself would not be over on an isser. Now we just have to speak out what in fact is her mitzvah. We're speaking about the mitzvah of purvu. L'chayra, woman is not mitzvah. We learned that before in the first parak, that a woman is not mitzvah on purvu. So what's the mitzvah of boyash b'shlucha? So the Karban Nesanel says that even though she doesn't have the mitzvah of purvu, but she has the mitzvah which is called l'yso bro l'sheves yitzara. Hashem did not create the world to be empty. Hashem created to be populated. So even though she has no part in the mitzvah of purvu, she does have part in that mitzvah which is called L'Yisoyal Bra'al L'Sheves Yitzara. The Run gives a different teretz, that since without her the man could not fulfill his mitzvah, and we have a rule, the Maral speaks about this many times, Kol HaGoyrem Ki'ilu. Or we have the Chazal, Kol Ma'ases Chaver L'Dvar Mitzvah, if I cause you to do a mitzvah, it's Ki'ilu Oso. It's as if I did it. The Yisachar Zvulun concept, that through Zvulun, Yisachar is able to learn, so it's as if Zvulun learned, and that's why they shared the Schar equally. So therefore, a woman, since she's Goyrim, that the husband does the mitzvah, Memele it's reckoned as if it's her mitzvah as well, and therefore it goes into the category of mitzvah ba, yoyser mi b'shlucha. Continues the Gemara, ha'ish mekadesh es bitik she nara. We learned in the Mishnah that a father can mekadesh his daughter when she's a nara. Ask the Gemara, kishi nara in kishitana loy. Are you telling me only when she's a nara, but a ktana he cannot do it? Es bitin asati lisha zeh, a father has the right to mekadesh a ktana. And for the Gemara, of course, he could do it by Ketana. But as Rashi pointed out in the Mishnah, that Messiah Lele Rav, this is a proof to Rav Shita. Dam Rav Yudam Rav. The Itam and some say that it was Rav Lozer who said it. Osir la Adam Shei Kaddish Es Bitik Shei Ketana. A man is forbidden to be Kaddish his daughter when she's a Ketana. Achete Gadol, until she gets older, bigger, Vatoimer, and she will say, Ploini Ani Roitza, when she's a Naira, then she could tell her father, I want this man, I agree to the Shidduch you're making. But when she's a Ketana, she doesn't know what she's getting involved in. Later on, she'll regret that her father forced her into this marriage. Memela, there's an Isser, Midarabonon, even though Midaraisa, you're allowed to do it, the father is allowed to, but Midarabonon, there's an Isser until she grows up. So Toisvis and Divya Maskal Osul Adam Shikash Bitana asked that Lachaira this is Soiser what we learned before. We learned a few lines earlier that Tav Mulamaitav Tan Dum Lamaitav Armala. That it's better for a man a woman to have a companionship of a husband, even any kind of husband. We're not worried that the woman will be Ivrav after Rech Kamaicha. There is no Isser for her to be Makadish through a Shliach, as there is by a man. And here the Gemara is saying, don't be Makadish Ektana, because maybe she'll regret it later. Why would she regret it? She has a husband, any kind of husband, even an inferior husband. Tysus answers, and the Tysus Rush elaborates on Tysus Teretz, that there's a big nafgamina by the case of a woman who didn't see her husband and she did it through a Shliach. Over there, it means she searched out. She asked many people references about this man, and everything she heard about him sounded great. Then the Hochshashes were worried that maybe Tizganim, that maybe she'll find him repulsive. So on that, we say that once she knows basically she's suited for this man, we're not worried that his looks will cause her to be over on Vahafterach Kamaicha. However, over here, with the father's being Mekadish's daughter when she's a Ketana, here she doesn't know at all what she's getting into. She didn't check out the man. She has no opinion about the man. They were afraid that later on, as strong as the concept of companionship is, but if he put her into a relationship that's totally off base, there were worried. It's not just looks. They were worried that the whole marriage, it will not be a suitable marriage, and therefore he shouldn't be Mekadish until she grows up. Now the Gemara wants to know, we begin the sugya of shlichas. Shlichas minolon. From where do we know? We learned in the Mishnah that both a man and a woman can make a shliach. Where do you know the whole concept that you could make an agent can do things for you? Maybe you have to do it yourself. The Sanya, we learned in the Braisa. And the Gemara is now going to refer to a pasuk in Dvorim, Perek Chav Dalet, pasuk Aleph. The parsha in the Torah about sefer krisis, about a get. The pasuk states, "Ki yikach ish ishu bala v'hoyim loisim tzachem be'enav ki matzu be'erves dover v'kasev la sefer krisis v'nasim biyada v'shilcha mi beisoy." He will send her from his house after he gives her a get. Now the Torah could have written v'girsha. Why did the Torah use the lashon of a shilcha? He'll send her. So therefore, since it's written in a language of shiluach, that's how we learn out the whole concept that you could send her away through a shliach as well, through an agent as well. So let's begin the braisa, the sanya. V'shilach, that's going on the word v'shulcha, since it could have said v'girsha and it used a terminology of shlichus melamed, shehu ois v'shliach. So from there we learn out that the man, the husband, can make a shliach. But then we have another limit from that very same word. Since the pasuk says vishulcha, and the way it's written in the Chumash is with a mapik hay. And if it's written with a mapik hay, then the diktuk means he will send her. However, the Gemara is making a drasha without a mapik hay. If you learn it without a mapik hay, the way it's written in the Sefer Torah, it doesn't have nekudos, so I could darshan it without a mapik hay, then it would mean v'shulcha, she will send. Melamed shehi oisa shliach. From there we learn out from the same word. It could have said v'girsha, and it said v'shilach. It used shlichus lashon. He makes a shlich. It says v'shilcha without a mapik hey. That's the way we darshan that she can make a shlich as well. And then the next pasuk continues. V'yatsa mibeisa v'holchav oisul ishachar. V'sano ishachram v'kosav lo sefer krisis. V'nasim biyada v'shilcha mibeisa. The word v'shilcha is repeated in the next psukim. So there we have the v'shilach v'shilcha. We have again a word that is telling us to make a drasha, because it's repeated again. It didn't use the lashon of gerushin, it used shlichus. We have the same word v'shulcha, melamed shashliach oisa shliach, that not only can the man and the woman both make a shliach, but even one shliach that's sent by either the man or the woman could also make a shliach. Now what I just said, by either the man or the woman, is b'emes machloikus rishonim. Because the rishonim ask over here, this l'chayra is soyser halacha we had in mesachta gittin, that mili le'memsari l'shliach, that something that's only verbal, one shliach cannot give over to another. So how in fact over here, when the husband told one shliach, go and bring this get to my wife, how can he then take that instruction and give it over to the next shliach? So the Tosfos Rit says, Ein Echanami. The only time he could do it is by the shliach of the husband, not by the shliach of the wife. Because the shliach of the husband is considered that he's not just doing instruction, but he's doing an action. He received a get from the husband, and he's going to give that get to the wife. That's not just milli, that's considered an action. If it's considered an action, then we learn out that one shliach can make another. However, the wife who's on the receiving end, all her shliach will be doing will be accepting it. That's not considered an action. Ein echanami, that's considered just verbal. I tell the shliach, go and receive the get. And then that shliach, without anything in his hand, tells the other shliach, you go in my stead and you receive the get. So Ein Echanami says the Tosfos Rit, that will not be acceptable. That would be a problem of milli, words alone. You cannot give from one shliach to the other. However, the Rav Bartzaloni disagrees, and he says that shliach oisa shliach here is both on the husband's side and on the wife's side. The only thing is, one shliach will have to do a kinyan with the other shliach. Once you do a kinyan with the other shliach, then it's not verbal anymore. It's considered an action, it's good. Finally, the Ritva and the Ramban are of the opinion that our Gemara is speaking where the husband or the wife specifically said to the shliach, I'm making you a shliach, but I'm also giving you the authority that you can make another shliach. If you can't deliver on this yourself, or you can't accept it yourself, you have my explicit authority. Milui loy minister l'shliach, according to the Ramban and the Ritva, is only when they decide on their own to do it. But when they're given explicit instructions by the husband or the wife that you can make a shliach in your stead, there's no problem with milui loy minister l'shliach. Continues the Gemara. We're dealing in Masech the Kedushin. So I asked you, how do you know Shlichus by Kedushin? You bring me a proof that you can make by Gittin. That's good by Gittin, but by Kedushin Menon. How do we know what's Negea, our Masech the here of Kedushin, you can make a Shlich? V'chitem eriyav Megerishin, if you're going to say, learn out Kedushin from Gerishin, I can make a big distinction. Mala Gerishin, Shikikain Yeshin Bakorcho. Gerishin is different, as the Taisa Rush explains, because since a husband has a power to divorce his wife by force, so Memela, he has the extended power to do it through a shliach. We see that he's a very strong candidate here to accomplish gerushin. Bal Korchach, so I'll say, also through a shliach. But by Kedushin, where he cannot do it, Bal Korchach, his powers are limited. Maybe he doesn't have the power to do Kedushin through a shliach as well. He has to do it himself. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, and we mentioned this pasuk before, v'yotza mibeisoi v'holchav oisul ishachar. After she got divorced from husband number one, she went to husband number two, and subsequently she got divorced from husband number two as well. But meanwhile, the pasuk says, v'yotza, she leaves husband number one, v'hoisa, she has havaya, she gets married to husband number two, makish havaya liyitzia. We compare the kedushin to nesuin of the second husband to the yitzia of the first husband. Ma yitzia mashri shliach. Just like by the yitzia of the first husband, you can make a shliach, like we learned before, v'shiluch v'sholcha, af havaya nami mashri shliach. You can also make a shliach concerning kedushin. The elohad is not that which we learned in a Mishnah, Ha'imer, which a Mishnah in Trumas. Ha'imer l'shluchai tsei troim. If somebody said to his messenger, go and make truma for me, so the halach is that the shliach, tarim kadas balabayas, the shliach estimates how much the balabayas would have given, as Rashi explains, Mida Raisa, the Pasuk says, Raisha's the Guncha. Vafilu Kolshi. We learn out from that Pasuk in Dvorim Yutches that you can give anything as long as you're giving the beginning of your grain. However, Chacham gave a shear, and they gave three levels. Somebody who's stingy, Ayin Ra, 1 in 60. A Beinani, 1 in 50. Somebody has an Ayin Tov, a good eye, 1 in 40. So therefore, you have to estimate how charitable this person is, and depending on your estimation, you give Truma what you think the Baal would have given, or what you know the Baal always gives, how much Truma he gives. But what happens, continues the mission of Imania Deadas Baal Bais, he doesn't know how much the Baal Bais usually gives. Tyrim bebeinin is echad chamishim. Then he says, okay, he's probably a beinani in the middle, and he gives 1 out of 50. As we turn to the mem aleph amid base, what happens if pichas asara, he made it less a tenth, or more a tenth, and we'll soon explain what this means, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the halacha is, trumasai truma. The truma is a truma. Now, even if he made a mistake, but he can, as Rashi says, he can tell the Baal, Bahachi amaraticha, this is what I thought, I made a mistake, you're talking more stingy or less stingy than I thought, that was what I didn't know exactly what you want to give, this is what I estimated, and therefore his truma remains a truma. So on this, the Gemara is going to ask, Minolon, how do you, here we see Klor, a parish of Shlichas, how do you know Shlichas by truma? Now, what does it mean, Pichas Asor? So Rashi learns it goes on the Balabayas, which means that does he give Truma from less amount? That means he gives a bigger percentage. He gives not, well, I thought he's a 1 out of 50, and really, so he was a 1 out of 50. What I did is I made the Truma taken from less grain, 1 out of 40, which means he's giving more Truma. Oy hoisev asor means I thought he's stingy and he's giving a truma from more grain, which means he's actually giving less truma. He's giving only 1 out of 60, so it's good. Tosfos learns just the opposite. Pichas asor is going on the truma itself. If he was really, let's say, a 1 out of 50, and he made less truma because he was 1 out of 60. Or, Hoisev Asora, he made more Truma because he took it 1 out of 40. So if it goes on the grain, then it comes out he's giving a bigger percentage. So either way, whatever the Pshat and Pichas Asora or Hoisev Asora, if it's going on the charitable instincts of the Baal Bayis, or it's going on the actual Tvuah, but it means that he gave, instead of 1 out of 50, gave 1 out of 40 or 1 out of 60. But it helps, it's good. Shlichas, how do you know it by truma? The chitem of the of megereshin, if you're going to say you learned truma from gereshin, I'll make a big difference. Mal gereshin, shken yeshin achoyel. Gereshin compared to truma is secular. So we would say a person has a bigger koyach to affect choyel things. To make something holy like truma, he has less of a power. Maybe shlichas doesn't work. Maybe you have to do it yourself. Amar kra. So that I learned from a pasuk. This pasuk is speaking about by a levi who gives truma smicer. The pasuk says atem, but it says gam atem, as the pasuk says in Bamidbar Yudches pasuk chaf ches. Kain tarimu gamatem trumas Hashem mikol masri sechem. Why did it have to say the word gamatem? It could have just said kain tarimu atem. So I learn out the gam teaches us l'rabbis is a shliach, that not only can you give it yourself, but also through a shliach. So now we've learned gerushin. We've learned ikish havayli yitzia kedushin from gerushin, and we have a special limit for truma. Ask the Gemara, v'nichtu rechmanu b'truma, v'nei si hanich v'nigmar minei, why don't you just tell me the parasha of shlich is gamatem by truma, and we'll learn out the other two, kedushin and gerushin, from truma. So the Gemara says you can't learn it. Why? Mishum deikol mikvavich. I could ask that question. Sheken yeshna b'machshava. Truma has a strength to it that you can do it b'machshava. As Rashi says, we learn that from a pasuk, which is written by the truma that a levi gives, it says v'nechshav, and from the word v'nechshav, you can consider it. The word v'nechshav could also mean by machshava, thought. Noisen einav b'tzad zeh, v'oichel b'tzad zeh. You don't even have to speak it out or take it, but just by saying that tvu over there is going to be the truma. And therefore, I'm allowed to eat the grain on the other side. That suffices for truma. So since you could do it by machshava, that's why you could do it through a shliach. Whereas gittin and kedushin cannot do through machshava, memela a shliach doesn't help either. Ask the Gemara of this and that, which we learned in a mission in Pesachim, daf tzadik chesam at base. A group that was going to shecht and eat a korban pesach, they lost the pesach and ran away. They said to one of the bnei chaburah, say, go out ubakesh and find it. Vishachar later, and when you find it, shecht it on our behalf. And he went and he found the sheep and he shecht it. But they were anxious that they're not going to be included in the korban pesach. He won't find it. They took their own korban pesach and they shecht it. So the halacha is, im shalay nishchad rishon, if we find out that time-wise he had shechted the korban first. So the din is, hu oichel mishalay, he eats from what he shechted. Veheim oichlem, the gruah takes out the word v'shaisim, they eat imoy with him. So it comes out that we see clearly that one person can be a shliach to make the korban pesach on behalf of the chabura minolon. How do we know by shchitas kachim that there is such a concept of a shliach? How do you know it by korban pesach? V'chitem ediyav mahanech. If you're going to say we learn it out from truma and gerushin, I could say no. Ma'alahanech shken yeshnan choyl eitzel kachim. Gerushin and truma are considered secular compared to kachim. Einachanami, we said before that truma is kodesh compared to gerushin, but truma compared to real kachim is chayil, because kachim has a stronger dinim than truma. So therefore, you know why it works by truma and gerushin, because it's secular, as we said before. Whenever something is chayil, you have a bigger power than to create kedusha. So maybe by kachim shlichus does not help. The answer is, says the Gemara, nafklim Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. We learned it from Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. The Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Menayin sheshluch shalom kibay. So how do you know that you can send a shliach? Shenemar veshachdu esoy kol kal adas yisrael ben arbaim. This is speaking about the korban pesach. All of the congregation of Klal Yisrael shall shechted between the two settings of the sun in the afternoon, before Shkia, v'chi kol ha'kol kulon shechten, can the entire tzibur of Klal Yisrael shecht, v'aloyen shechet al echad, only one shecht. What does it mean, only one? There wasn't just one korban pesach. It means, on each korban, there's only one of the b'nei chaburu who's doing the shkita. So how could the pesach say, kol kal adas Yisrael? Elam ikan, from here we learn out, sheshluch shalom kibaysoi, that you are able, by shkita's kachim, by korban pesach, to make a shliach. So now we have shlichus by gerushin. We learn our kedusha from gerushin. We have it by truma. We have it by korban pesach. Ask the Gemara, nichta rachmana bekachim, v'nei sehanech v'nigmer v'nei. Why don't we learn out truma and gerushin from kachim? Why does it have to say it by all three? Mishum de'ikle mechpah, we could have a question. Ma'al kachim shekein roiv ma'asein ayidei shliach. Kachim, you can make a shliach, because we're used to shlichus when it comes to kachim. Because most of the actions of kachim have to do through a shliach. Who's the shliach? The kayin. Why do we say only roiv? The ritva says, because some aspects of kachim, we don't, a Yisrael doesn't need a shliach of a kayin. A zar is kasher to do the etzim shchita. He cannot do the kabbalah and the zrika and the halacha. That has to be done by a kayin. That's a kayin is a shliach, but he can do the shchita. So the Gemara says roiv maaseh maidei shliach. Since most things that have to do with kachim are done through a kayin who's a shliach, memela, that's why we can have a concept by the korban pesach that one of the bnei chabura shechted for the rest of the chabura. However, by truma or gerushin, where we don't find this concept of roiv maaseh maidei shliach, maybe shlichus doesn't help. Ask the Atzmus Yosef and other Meforshim Akasha. We have a famous machlokes in the Gemara, whether hani kahani shlucha de rachmana or shlucha de dan, are the kahanim in fact Hashem's shliach, or are they the shliach of Klal Yisrael? So if you learn they're the shliach of Klal Yisrael, the Gemara said a very good thing. But if you're going to learn shlucha de Rachmana, that they're the shlichim of Hashem, so what does that have to do? What's the Gemara saying? Shekein roiv ma'aseh ma'idei shliach. The Kohen's not my shliach, according to the Matan Yomer. The Kohen is the shliach of Hashem. So what's the Gemara saying? That's Mr. Yosef answers, that doesn't matter. You're right. It's not a shliach of Hashem. But the Gemara still means, since I see that the avoid of kachim has to come on to the aspect of shlichus, let it be from Hashem. But once it has to come on to shlichus, the Kohen's a shlich of somebody. He's either a shlich of Klal Yisrael, or he's a shlich of Hashem. But once it comes on to shlichus, that's why you can make somebody shech the korban pesach on your behalf as a shlich. However, by gittin and kedushin, by truma, we don't see this concept that roiv maseim has to do with shlichus. Memela, how do you know shlichus would work by them? So we cannot learn out the others from kachim. You cannot learn out one from one, because each one has some aspect that the other doesn't have. But Tasi, let us learn one from two, and at least we wouldn't have to write it by Truma, Gittin, and Kachim. So the Gemara says, let's see. Hi Tasi, which one do you want to learn? Loi nichta rechmana b'kachim, you don't want it to say it by kachim, v'teisi ma'arach, and you learn kachim from Trum and Gerishin, I have a kasha. Ma'alahanach shken yesh nechoy leitzel kachim. You know why you can make a shlich by Trum and Gerishin? As we said before, even Trum is considered choyl legabe kachim. So whatever something is more choyl, you have more ability to cause it. However, by kachim, maybe you have to do it yourself. You cannot use a shlich. And let's go further. Don't say shlichus by gerushin. V'teisa b'hanach, and learn it from truma and from kachim. Ma'la hanach shken yesh machshava. Truma and kachim we can do through machshava. Truma we learned already before. V'nechshav, that nice native b'tzadzeh v'aychel b'tzadzeh. But kachim as well. Rashi says that we learn it out from the pasuk kol nediv leiv. Because the Gemara says in Shavuos, Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, Moitzi Svasecha, Ein Li Al Hashoytzi B'Svasov, Gomer Malid Boy Menayin. How do you know if he even thought it, not just Hoytzi B'Svasov, Talmud Loimer, Kol Nediv Leiv, that it's enough to think it. And therefore, the halacha is, Gomer Malid Boy Loimer, Shor Ze Oila, Harei Oila. If somebody in his heart just thought that this should be kachim, it's kachim. Rashi, in fact, in the parenthesis says that even pasulin kachim comes through machshava, through pigle, is by machshava. So we see the concept of machshava not only by truma, but by kachim. However, by gittin, there's no such thing as machshava. It's a maisa. You have to say, you have to write in the get that the woman is nichras from the man. Machshava doesn't help. So memela, that's why shlich maybe doesn't help either. That's why I didn't say it by get. Elo leilich devrachmana betruma v'teisa mahanach. This one, truma, don't say truma, and learn it from Gerushin and from Kachim. And Rashi explains, because I'll say like this. Kachim, which is Kodesh, helps Shliach. So Truma, which is Choyal, certainly Shliach helps. Then you'll ask me, Mala Kachim, because Roiv Maseim Aydei Shliach. So Gerushin Yechichu. Then you'll ask me on Gerushin, Shekein Yeshna Choyal Eitzel Truma. So Kachim Yechichu. Kachim is more Kodesh than Truma. V'chazer Adin, Atzad HaShavish Ben Rashi says, Sheyeshna Al Yedei Atzmai V'Shluchai Kamoisai, Afani Avi Truma. So why can't I learn out Truma from Kachim and Gerushin? Says the Gemara. Hachinami, you're right. So if so, ve'ala atem gam atem lamali. So before we had learned out the whole din of shlichus by truma from the extra word gam, what do you now need gam? You're learning it out from etzad hashava of gittin and kachim. The Gemara answers me, boy, look, Rabbi Yanai. We need it for Rabbi Yanai. Dom Rabbi Yanai gam atem. Why does it say gam atem? Ma atem b'nei bris. Av shluchach b'nei bris. So Rashi explains in a certain context, even though I could learn out truma from gittin and kachim, but I still have to have a beferish pasuk that's mar b'shlichus, a shliach. Why? Because I have to compare the shliach to atem. Ma atem b'nei bris, av shulchachem b'nei bris. Just like you're Jewish, you're a member of the covenant, the bris. So too your shliach has to be a Jew. A goy cannot be your shliach legabe truma. That's why I need the ribui to be marba shliach, because I want to show that the gum is the same as the atem. Frey the gemor, that's what you need it for. Halom alikra, what do you need a pasuk for that? Rab Chibar Abba, Rab Yochanan nafka. That I can learn out from the din of Rab Chibar Abba in the name of Rab Yochanan. Da'am Rab Chibar Abba, Rab Yochanan. Ein ha'evet nasa shliach lekabel get miyad bala shalisha. An evet cannot be a shliach to accept a get from the husband of a wife. Lefi she'enai ish enai b'tayrus getin v'kedushin. He has no shaychus to getin v'kedushin. He cannot be mekadosh anisha, he cannot be megarish anisha. So we have a rule that a shliach has to be b'tayrus. He has to be in the parsha. If he's totally outside of the box, he's totally outside of the parsha of Gittin and Kedushin, he cannot be a shliach. So why do I need the ribui of gum atem demur marba shliach to compare the gum to the atem? We don't need that ribui. We know it because he's not b'tayrus. So in other words, by truma, a goy is not b'tayrus. And therefore he can't be a shliach. No, itzrich, answers the Gemara. Salkadat d'chamina. Eved alav barateru hu klal. Why buy an evet to deliver a get? As Rashi explains, he cannot be mekadosh anisha. Memeli has no shaychus to being megarish anisha. However, avaloyvet kechavim, you're telling me a goy is not mechuyev in truma. You're right, but there is a case where a goy has shaychus to truma. When is that? If on his own volition he decides he wants to give truma, hoyel ve'isse betruma denafshe. The snan. Because we learned in a Mishnah, in Trumas, Paragimel Mishnah tests, Ha'oivit kechavim v'akusi shetarmu, Trumas and Truma. If from their own Truma, the Tvua, they decided they're going to give Truma, a goy or a kusi is a geirei arayis, they became, Sancheirev brought them to Eretz Yisrael, and they only became geirim because they were afraid of the lions that were attacking them. And there was a whole machloikis, whether they were real Jews, they were not real Jews. At the end, we found that they were oivet avoyde zara, and therefore the Chacham gave a psak that kusim have a din of goyim. If they made truma from their own tvua, trumas and truma, their truma is truma. So I would have thought, since they have some shaychus to truma, they are betoiras. Good, they're not mechuyev. But if they voluntarily give truma, it is an acceptable truma. Aim a shliach nami of it. I would have thought they are considered betoiras. They could make a shliach. You could make them as a shliach. Kamash malan, gama atem, that no, that by truma they have to be just like you. You're a Jew. Your shliach has to be a Jew also. Frey, the Gemara, or the Reb Shimon. The potar, Reb Shimon potters in Mesech the Trumas, a goy or a kussi from truma. In other words, their truma is not considered truma. The snan we learned there in the Mishnah, truma soivik kechav midamas. The Tanakhama holds that truma of a goy, if it falls into chulin, just like a Jewish truma, would make it dimua, which would mean we'd have to consider the whole mixture as truma, and therefore there would be an issur for a zar to eat it, and it would be they could get misa b'day shemayim if they would eat the truma. And if they ate it b'shoigeg v'chayov n'olei chaymish, you have to pay karen v'chaymish. So just whatever the din is by a Jew, the same din is by a goy. However, Reb Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon says no. There is, if a Jew would eat it, if a Jew would eat this demua, it's not demua. Because the truma of a goy is not considered truma. And b'shoigeg, you would not have to give a chaymish, because it's not considered truma. What exactly is the havana of the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon? So there's machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos here. We will just learn what Rashi says. Rashi says that the reason the Tanakhama holds that it does have a din truma, or like we learned in the Mishnah before that was quoted, that oivik chav makusi shatar mutrumas and truma, is because of two, it's built predicated on two concepts. Number one, the Tanakhama holds, ein kinyan lo'ivit kechavim be'eretz Yisrael lafkia, that a goy does not have a kinyan eretz Yisrael to take away the chiyav of trumas and maishras from grain. If he owns a piece of property in eretz Yisrael, he cannot remove the chiyuv of trumas and maisers. That's number one. And the second concept Rashi brings down is that miruach oivet kachavim ain't a poiter min haTruma. That when the final smoothing out of the in the granary of the tefuah, once it was harvested, So by a goy, if he smoothed it out, that does not patur from truma. And Rashi brings down the Gemara Menachas of Samach Zayin, that we learn it from the word degoncha, your dagan and not the dagan of a goy. But it says it twice. And we have a rule, ein miyut, acher miyut, el rabbis. If the Torah said the same thing twice, it means the second time is really coming to be marbe, that the dagon, the smoothing out of the grain, the meruach done by a goy, is chayiv in trumas and maisris. So memela, that's the sheet of the Chacham. However, Rab Shimon needs one of the dagonchas for a different limud. So memela, the Torah didn't repeat it twice. If the Torah didn't repeat it twice, we don't say ein miyut acher miyut ela l'rabbos. Rather, we use the first miyut, and the first miyut says your dagon, but not the dagon that was smoothed out miruach by a goy. That's why Rav Shimon patur. So learns Rashi in the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon. Tosfos has kashas on this pshat. He learns a different pshat. Ayin shum. But what's nageya to our sugya right here? The Gemara is asking a kasha according to Rav Shimon. Why? Because you told me that according to the Tanakhama, gam atem, I need to teach me that the gam is like the atem, just like your b'nei bris, so too the shliach has to be a b'nei bris. And then I asked you a kasha, but he's not b'tairus. So you answered he is b'tairus, because he can voluntarily give truma. But Rav Shimon holds he cannot give voluntarily truma. His truma is not truma. If it falls into chulin, it doesn't have the halacha that it has to be brought to 1 in 100. It doesn't have a din of truma. If somebody ate it b'shoigig, he doesn't have to pay chaymish. If he ate it b'mezid, there's no din misa b'day shumayim. So according to him, a goy is not b'tairus truma. He's not in the whole parsha of truma. If so, what do I need? The gamatem, of course, he cannot be a shliach. To get more answers, it's strict. No, I need the Torah beferish to tell me nothing to do with goy. According to Rav Shimon, you're right. I don't need it for a goy. A goy certainly cannot give truma. But I need it to teach me that a shlichus helps by truma. So you said before, wait a minute, before we learned shlichus by truma, I learned it out from kachim and gerishim, the way Rashi explained it, through a tzadashav of kachim and gerishim. So what are you telling me now, according to Rav Shimon, itzrich, you need it to teach me that shlichus helps by truma? No. Salkadatim, I would have thought, says Rav Shimon, hoyil v'yomer mar, since we learned that it says atem to be mamayit you v'loya reason, that a sharecropper does not give truma from the owner's field. And atem v'leishutim, two partners, one does not give truma from his partner's part of the field. And atem v'loy apetrupsim, a guardian for yisomim, does not give truma on behalf of the yisomim, unless the yisomim have nothing to eat, and then he'll give truma so that they have something to eat. But otherwise, wait till they grow up, and they will give truma on their own. And atem v'loy atarma sheinu shaloi, you and not doing truma on tvua that does not belong to you. And others learn that this last phrase is an interpretation, explanation of the first three. You know why atem v'loy arisim, atem v'loy shutvim, atem v'loy apetrupsim? Because it remains tarim sheinu shaloi. It's not yours. If it's not yours, you cannot make the truma for that other person. So since there's so many limudim from the word atem, to be memayit, various people, arisin, apetrupsin, and shutvin, aim I would have thought, atem v'loy shuchachem nami. Perhaps we have said the Torah has a very big stringency on atem, you alone, perhaps even to tell me that shlichus does not help by truma, kamash malon, that's why specifically by truma, where I have all these limitations in who can give truma, I would have thought that a shlich cannot, that's why kamash malon, I need the pasuk of gam atem, to be marbe, that shlichus does help by truma. So according to Rav Shimon, it has nothing to do with comparing atem to gam, to be memayit a goy, b'nei bris, not a goy. Because Rav Shimon says he's not b'tairus. Even if he gives it voluntarily, it's not considered truma. But the reason I need atem gam atem is to teach me the din of shlichus. I can learn it out from gerushin and kachim by a tzad hashava. No, I would have thought that it's excluded because of atem, all these atems. Kamash Lon, this is not excluded, that Shlichus by Truma helps just like it helps by Gittin and Kachim.